Red Cloud. Throw and it got right to Holberg. She makes a throw, and that's a close play, but it is to no avail as Newbert reaches and Lund advances to third. Tough break there for the Raiders. Thankfully, Sydney Holberg was there to get that bounce off the glove of Red Cloud. First pitch to Daviani Fox is low, so 1-0 count. Trying to. That is being ruled a singles. There's a ball that just rolls in. And the play at the plate, not in time. Runner on first goes to second and third on the play. So there will be a wild pitch that allows the runners to move. That's another run in the inning for the Blue Jays, as it's a 2-0 count to Fox, as now Newbert is standing on third. Just one out in the inning. Another four runs have come in for Benesch, and that ball is welted all the way to left field. Nice catch made by Nylitz as the ball gets thrown back in, but either way, that's going to be a sacrifice fly by Felix. F7 style RBI for the second out of the inning. Gabrielle Farr coming up as she is one for one of the game, has a RBI. As she had a double in the third inning, and she had a sacrifice fly with an RBI in the second inning. Far as three RBIs in the game, because that's double. She batted in three runs in there. So that's five runs in the inning so far for Menasha, as they have a 10-3 lead over Rapids, just the top of the fourth inning. Pitch on the way, and that's underneath of it. Ross comes to it. She catches it, and there's your third out of the inning. That's five runs in the inning on two hits. One error and one left. So we're through three and a half innings here. Looking a little rough for Wisconsin. Still got a lot of time to play as Menasha is holding a 10-3 lead. Coming up to the bottom of the fourth inning. We have it right here on 105.5 WIRI.
If you're tired of juggling work schedules, soccer practice, and grocery runs all on one set of wheels, take a look at a great new or pre-owned vehicle from Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. The team at Johnson & Sons understands the needs of busy families like yours and for the first-time car buyer. Low down payments, flexible financing, and top-notch service. They've got it all. They're family-owned, so they'll put your family first. Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, 1910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, and online at johnsonsons.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clear to partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-50s. A sunny and warm day again for tomorrow, highs in the mid-80s. In the late afternoon and evening, a couple of storms could pop up. Another nice day for Sunday, mostly sunny and a high around 80. Currently at 75 degrees.
WIRI Nakusa.
Batters coming up for Wisconsin Rapids in the bottom of fourth inning. Jazz, Red Cloud, Nolita Carroll, and Rachel Linsmeyer. Red Cloud stands in there. First pitch she sees, she fouls it up the third base side as a whole bunch of Blue Jays were flocking over to it to try to get the catch, but to no avail. So Red Cloud's down the count. No balls, one strike. Beautiful Friday night in the city of Wisconsin Rapids. Shoey. Already up in the count. And that one evens the count as ball was off the mark and went right into the netting. If you're out, again, just after the 6 o'clock hour, if you're out traveling to the destination somewhere this weekend or driving home, driving to that fish fry, thanks for joining me. There's a grounder from Red Cloud. Caught, eight up by Carly Helf at short. And makes a throw in time to Hannah Newbert. And there's your 6-3 first out of the inning for Red Cloud as Nolita Carroll comes up to the plate. Nolita Carroll is 0 for 1 of the game, but she grounded out to third to first in the second inning. Very uncharacteristic game for Rapids. Menasha has 10 runs on 7 hits and 1 error, while Rapids just 3 runs on 5 hits and 5 errors. Very rough day at the office for the Rapids defense. As I said several times, very uncharacteristic of them throughout the season. I haven't watched them several times. It's not very common for them, but get it out of your system now. There's no count, and their first pitch in there is a strike. As Shuey is facing off with Nolita Carroll. Ball in there, and that's a ball. Got a humorous text message just a little while ago during the break. As girlfriend was making hors d'oeuvres for function this weekend, and she turns her back for a moment, and mysteriously, I don't know how it happened, there is a chunk of ham laying on the floor and one very guilty-looking cat. Don't know what happened. There's balls in there. There's 2-2 count. That one rolls in there, so the count goes full. The culprit? Fred, long-haired gray cat, who knows? He could have done it, and I doubt it, though. I think Carrie's just lying. I think it was her. As there's a hit off the glove of the third baseman, fair ball. Goes into foul territory, and it would have gone out of play into the Rapids dugout. Just bounced off the glove. Very unfortunate situation. And third baseman is very upset with herself. She thinks she should have had it. But either way, Carroll, she moves to second base on the throw out of play. So we will double-check the scoring decision. That was a hard-hit ball, and I got to think they got to call that a hit. But we will see in a moment. And that is called a hit. So, yep, that'll be a single. And that'll be she advances to second on an E5. So there is a single and an error that allowed that to happen. It's tough luck error, unfortunately. Very tough luck error. What can you do? As there's Rachel Linsmeyer stepping in. 9 hitter for the Red Raiders. Pitch on the way, and that is hit up the middle. And around the bases goes Carroll, as there's an RBI single there by Linsmeyer. That's her second RBI of the game for Linsmeyer as Carroll scores. And that moves the score a little better, 10-4.
Now batting for Rapids, number 14, Gabby Nylitz.
So turns over the order here for Nylitz. Lead off for Rapids. She is 1-for-2. She flew out to third in the first inning and had a single and scored a run in the second. First pitch out there is a ball. So that's a step in the right direction. Yeah, she was actually making a Wisconsin sushi, for those who are not familiar. I just learned about it the other year. Last year, actually, as got a piece of ham and put cream cheese on it, and you roll. My mom always did it with asparagus, which yuck. But at the same time, she used pickles. Man, I'm a big man, and I can put those away. Those are good. As there's 2-0 count, that's fouled back to the fence. For now, let's count goes 2-1. She swears it was my beloved buddy Fred. I don't really prescribe to that. I think she just dropped ham and doesn't want to admit it. But it could have been. It could have been him. Ball low. Count goes 3-1 to Nylitz. Runner on first. Menasha holding on to a 10-4 lead here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Rapids has scored once, so hopefully they can add a couple more and keep this game going until the potential seven-inning regulation. Rock fire by Shuey. That's a grounder to short. Short flips over to second. Second to first. Not in time, so the fielder's choice goes. Nylitz reaches fielder's choice. But Linsmeyer, she is cut down 6-4 for the second out of the frame. So runner on first for Sydney Holberg, who is 2-for-2 with an RBI as she has a double and a single. So home run and triple away from the cycle, so we'll see what she can do there. Two outs, runner on first. Runner goes. Catcher throws it to short. Throws not in time. Gets out to the center fielder who's backing up the play. And that is as far as Nylitz goes. And a stolen base. No real big plans for me this weekend. I'm hoping to do a little farming if the weather allows it. Weather finally cooperated for me to do some of my full-time job mowing grass. As there's a ball that rolls in there, wild pitch, and that allows Nylitz to advance to third. Nice job stopping that ball from getting to the fence for Kelsey Moore, but throw wasn't in time as Nylitz is taking a moment there, making sure everything's good there. Kind of a little bit of a collision there between Lund and Nylitz. And there is a pop fly out to shallow right. And coming on is Gabrielle Farr. And she makes a catch for your third out of the inning. As there's one run on two hits, one error, and one left. So we're through four innings here. A little closer than was an inning ago. As Menasha still leads Wisconsin Rapids, this time by a score of 10-4. Fifth inning coming your way in just a couple moments here. Keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI.
Whether in the cold of winter or the storms of spring and summer, make power outages a thing of the past with a standby generator from Econ Electric. Econ Electric is your full-service electrical contractor with commercial, industrial, residential, and 24-hour emergency services. In Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, or Plover, count on Econ Electric to get the job done right. Located at 4610 Plover Road in Rapids. That's Econ Electric, where every project is done safe, done right, on time, every time. A proud supporter of high school athletics.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm coming home now, right away.
Top fifth inning coming to you right now as Menasha. They are the 9-1-2 batters with Isabel Tim coming up leading things off. She is 1-for-2 in the game. She had a single in the second and fly out to left in the third as Bailey Williams is starting her second inning of work in relief of Sophia Nelson, as 1-1 count, that's grounded over to Holberg. Holberg over to Ross in time. So there's your 6-3 put out, first out of the inning. Top of the order coming up, Carly Helf. She's at it afternoon. She's 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a flyout to left, but she was hit by a pitch and scored in the fourth inning. Shortstop for the Blue Jays had a very good day defensively. First pitch, low and away, one bouncer in. Petro, she's able to make the catch. And 1-0 count, one out. Top of the fifth inning, Blue Jays leading 10-4. Pop up behind the plate. Petro, she's lobbed for it, and she makes the catch. As there's your second out of the inning. Very quick work so far, moving up for Eve Rausch, who is 2-for-3 in the game, as she has 2 singles, a stolen base, and scored twice. She flew out to left in the first inning, but she's done damage in the third and fourth, and hoping to keep that continuance here. First pitch in there, and that is a ball low. So Rausch, 1-0 the count, advantage over Williams. A little explanation from Coach Holberg. Another game going on tonight, non-conference game, of course, before the playoffs start, is the Assumption Royals took on Wautoma softball diamond over at Robinson Park. That was actually played down Wautoma. My apologies there. And the Royals rolled 14-3 in 5 innings. 14 runs, 14 hits, 2 errors, as there is a hit right back to Williams. Williams over to first at Ross, and that is in time, 1-3. And there's your top of the fifth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. So we're going to the bottom of the fifth inning now. Wisconsin Rapids trying to get back in this, trailing by 6 runs. Menasha leads Rapids 10-4. Bottom of the fifth inning coming up in just a moment. Keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents, kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Ladies up in here tonight, no fighting.
We got the refugees.
No fighting. No fighting. Shakira, Shakira.
I never really knew that she could dance like this. Hey. She make a man wanna speak Spanish.
F. Either way, bottom of the fifth inning coming is Menasha. They make a pitching change. Sam Shuey's day's over. She is in line for the win. Unless Rapids can rally, then she will receive a no decision. In is Tegan Massey-Planman. Not Massey Ferguson. Massey-Planman. As she fires first pitch in there to Kristen Radke. As there will be a pop-up here to from Radke over to the second baseman, Eve Rausch. And that's your out, number one, as Radke having a rough day as now she was 0-for-3. She came into that at-bat 0-for-2. Annabelle Ross coming up. And she's 0-for-1. She was hit by a pitch in the first inning, and then she grounded out pitcher to first base in the third. So Ross up there, first pitch, high and away, ball on the first offering. And then tonight, I've got to double check the time. I see the Brewers are playing against the Astros. The Astros referring to when they cheated to win World Series. Mention that in the city of Houston. I don't know if you'll make it out alive. Still to this day, but we're not in Houston, are we? As the saying goes, we're not in Houston anymore. Well, that was Kansas, but either way, not in Houston. 2-1 count on the way to Ross. Massey-Planman throws. That's going to be low. That rolls in there. So count goes 3-1 to Ross. Said Ross, she's 0-for-1. Hit by pitch, so 500 on base percentage in this game. Pitch on the way, swing and a miss, so that count goes full now to Ross. And a week ago, I was fortunate enough to take a trip down to Milwaukee and see my St. Louis Cardinals. They did not have a good game that day. They haven't had too many good games this season so far. That's the way it goes, as there is a walk to Ross. So they get a runner on base with one out. Checking that game time for you for the Brewers. Well, it's 7:10, so with any luck, we'll get wrapped up with this, and you can go, if you're listening, flip channels and listen to that game. Or what I think I'd prefer, kept listening here, some classic country. I think that'd be the best way to go about it. You can watch the game on whatever channel it is. I have some good classic country legends playing in the background. First pitch in there, called strike. Second pitch, it's low and away, so count evens up at 1-1 to Petro. Runner on first, that is Ross. Another pitch in there, that's called strike. Count goes 1-2 to Petro. Beautiful night. I can't stop saying it. It is a beautiful night. This ball is fouled back way out of play. Don't think it hit anyone's car. I don't think it went that far. So this is, as I said, last game before the playoffs start for these teams. So one less chance to clean things up as runner goes. And the safe is the call. So that'll be a stolen base there for Ross. Pitch was intercepted a little early there by the shortstop there, Helf. So there's runner in scoring position for Rapids as they got to keep chiseling away, but they got to score a couple more than just one run. Trailing 10-4 as ball's popped out way out of play. As we move right along, today's also the first day of the NCAA softball regionals. Personally, I always like to keep an eye on the Oklahoma Sooners. I know it's kind of a popular choice nowadays, having won 3 straight national championships. But I'm actually born in the state of Oklahoma, so always very fond of the Sooners. Grew up hearing the football legends there as pop up. First base side, second baseman with the catch. That is Roush for the second out. As there's 2 down, runner on second there for Rapids. As Kiana McIntyre steps to the plate, she's 0-2 on the day as she flew out to short and popped up to the pitcher. McIntyre, first pitch, foul back in the screen. Yeah, I grew up my parents teaching us the legends of Billy Sims and Brian Bosworth, the Selman brothers, Barry Switzer. As there's a hit popped up, and that's going to be popped up to the second baseman. That is Roush, and Roush is there. She records all 3 outs in the innings. As Rapids is no runs, no hits, no errors, 1 left. We're through 5. And Menasha holds a 10-4 lead. Heading to the 6th inning here. Running out of time for Wisconsin Rapids. As Menasha, as I said, holds a 10-4 lead here at the Rapids Sports Complex. Be coming up with the top of the 6th inning in just a moment. Keep listening here at 105.5 WIRI.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low, and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hey,
Sir Duke. Coming back to the game here, top of the sixth inning. Lead off here, Kelsey Moore. She's had a mixed bag today. She does not have an official at-bat yet. First inning, she reached via the air. She had a sacrifice hit in the third, and she was hit by a pitch in the fourth and scored a run. So a rough day for her as she sits in the batter's box now with a two-ball, one-strike count against Bailey Williams. Williams, the lefty, fires in. Swing and a miss there by Moore, and we are now sitting at a 2-2 count. Coming to Moore. Williams fires, and there's a hit. So that's first at-bat of the game officially for Moore. It's a single as it just laced right between Red Cloud and Holberg and was fielded up by Nylitz. Coming up next, Taylor Papendorf. She's had another mixed bag day as she's officially 0 for 2 with a flyout to left and the first, reached on an error in the third, actually benefit from two errors, scored a run, and then she struck out in the fourth inning. First pitch is a ball. So 1-0 count to Papendorf. Williams fires in. That's just going to be popped up right to the second baseman, Alita Carroll. And there is your first out of the inning. Addie Lund coming up next as she is 2-for-3 on the day. She has 4 RBI, a single, a double, scored 2 runs, and she also flew out to center. So she has had a strong day. As there is a hit to just past Holberg. It bounced off her as she was kind of sliding to make the catch. And there is just run moving up. One base is more. And Lund, she gets to first. I've got to assume that's going to be a hit. As next up is Hannah Neubert. Neubert. She has a single. She has scored twice. As there's a pop-up to Neubert. Caught F3 unassisted for the second out. So that was a quick one as Daviani Felix is now up. As she is 0 for 1, she has a walk, and she also has sacrifice fly with an RBI. Runners on first and second for the Blue Jays. As there's a grounder hit to Holberg, she elects to go to third. And the throw is way off the mark. So she kind of had to contort herself. So she will reach and then move on the E6. Lund moves to third. In comes to score is Moore. The Blue Jays definitely did score more as Moore crossed home. 4 score and 7 years ago. Moore score and 11-4, Menasha leads. As there's this little slice pop up, and that is caught from Gabriel Farr. As caught by Annabelle Ross. Not before Menasha gets one run. 2 left on. An error. 2 hits. Or 3 hits, excuse me. So 1 run, 3 hits, 1 error, and 2 left. We are sitting at 11-4. Menasha leads Wisconsin Rapids heading to the bottom of the sixth inning. So keep here for that on 105.5 WIRI.
Daisy was abandoned by her family and placed in foster care at 15 years old. Her life was full of uncertainty. She thought she'd never have a permanent place to call home.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had this hole in my heart, and I never knew what I needed to patch that hole. But when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed. It feels so normal now to say that I'm a part of this family. I am surrounded by love. I feel safe. And that hole inside of me is gone. I am whole. I'm finally enough, just as I am.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is changing the lives of teenagers at risk of aging out of foster care. Like Daisy, every child deserves a permanent, loving home. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Second batter's coming bottom of the sixth inning for Wisconsin Rapids. They trail Menasha 11-4. Jazz Redcloud to lead it off. And she's down on the count. No balls, two strikes. Quickly here as Tegan Massey Planman trying to knock this game out of the way as there's a grounder from Redcloud to shortstop Helf, who throws to Neuber in time for the 6-3 put out. Nolita Carroll comes up as she is 1-for-2 in the game with a single, scored a run, and then she grounded out third to first in the second inning. That single came in the fourth, I should say. Should do that in order, but there will be a correction, actually, as it is not Carroll. As Chloe Trapatowski. She hasn't played as much recently, but that is all right as the season wears on. She's got the varsity experience, so she's getting more. Right now, first pitch in there is a called strike to Trapatowski. That last inning, a swing and a miss. 0-2 count to Trapatowski. And last inning, that I want to just refresh that. Daviani Felix, she reached on fielder's choice and was able to reach second on an error by Holberg, as that was how that situation all went by. And there was another swing and a miss there by Trapatowski. She goes down via the K for the second out as Rachel Linsmeyer comes up. Linsmeyer, she is 2-for-2, two singles, has two RBI, scored a run, and a stolen base to her credit. Bright spot for Rapids on the day. Pitch, swing, and a miss. Two down, bottom of the sixth inning. Rapids looking for some power coming up here as if Linsmeyer can make the jump, get on base, turn over the order for Nylitz. Speaking of power, I want to thank our sponsor, Econ Electric. Been in business since 1970, serving residential, commercial, industrial electrical services. So if you need something done in any of those categories, give them a call. You won't be disappointed. As I always say, you wouldn't be in business since 1970 if you didn't do a good job. I personally want to thank all of our sponsors who make these games possible. If you have a business and are interested in helping make these games possible, stop into the office during business hours and talk to the ladies in the office, Pam, Ashley. If you see Seth, say hi to Seth too. And they will all be more than happy to help you out and get your business mentioned in advertising for these games. And with that, there's a big swing and a miss there with Linsmeyer. And that is your sixth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. Going to the seventh. Menasha leads Rapids 11-4. Seventh inning coming here just in a moment on 105.5 WIRI.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders. The skilled, the sharers. The change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together, bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya, from sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo, we learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff? To go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at PeaceCorps.gov.
One pitch, one out already for Wisconsin Rapids as Bailey Williams got Isabel Tim to fly out to dead center. And now two pitches, two outs is pop up right a couple feet up into the air. And that is a catch by Petro. And there is your second out as leadoff batter Carly Helf went down via the old F2. That's the second time she's done that today. As now in there is Eve Roush as she looks to complete a 5 at-bat day where she has 2 singles, a stolen base, and scored twice. As I mentioned before, the Assumption Royal softball team, they got a win today. Big one over Wautoma. Baseball team from Assumption, unfortunately, did not have the same fate. As there's a soft little pop-up. That's a quick inning there, right? Sydney Holtberg. And there is your top of the 7th inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. Last call for the Red Raiders. Bottom of the 7th inning coming up. Will be leadoff, 1-2-3. As Rapids has 7 runs to make up here in the bottom of the 7th. Menasha leads 11-4. So Rapids can get this job done. Either get longer game or get a walk-off situation. Either way, exciting conclusion will be coming up here momentarily on 105.5 WIRI.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It is closing time, as it is the bottom of the seventh inning for Wisconsin Rapids, as it's going to be the 1-2-3 batters, top of the order. Gabby Nylitz trying to spark some Rapids magic as Menasha holds an 11-4 lead. 11 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors. Rapids 4 runs, 7 hits, 5 errors. As first batter, Nylitz, she gets a single, just falls in right in front of the right fielder, and it rolls past her as she gets into third to start that Rapids seventh inning. Got to double check that it's going to be a hit at a minimum, and just going to make sure we get the right official scoring decision, as it will be a hit at a minimum. I could see it being a hit and then an error for the ball bouncing past her. Her being, now they're going to call it a triple, I guess. So, all right, we'll go with it. As now at the plate is Sydney Holberg. She's 2-for-3 with an RBI, has a double and a single, and a fly out to left. Pitch on the way. That's outside as well, so 2-ball, no strike count to Holberg. Pitch on the way, and that's going to be low. 3-0 count coming to Holberg. Yeah, Rapids need some help. One runner on, no outs. So they need to get a few more base runners and a few more runs to make this opportunity. And they just got that base runner as a walk goes to Holberg, bringing up Radke, who is 0-for-3 in the game. With a strikeout, a ground out, 6-3, and a fly out to second. Radke looking to get off the schneid, so to speak. Trying to get her first hit of the game. Bringing a run now while she's at it. Pitch on the way. Holberg thinks about going, trying to get a double steal going. Menasha not falling for it. Holberg stopped about half, not quite halfway, maybe a third of the way to second base, and quickly trotted back, as there was not going to be a bite on that double steal action. As there's a foul back in the screen, 1-1 counter, Adke. Next up, Annabelle Ross, and then Lila Petro, if it continues that way for the Red Raiders. Hopefully it does. Hopefully it does, but you never know. It's why you play the game. Pitch, rocks, fires, swing and a miss. Holberg goes. She swipes second, slides in there, and there's no throw as Holberg moves in scoring position. Rapids runners on second and third, nobody out. 1-2 count to Radke. Rapids really trying to claw back in this. Two runs would be huge. And make that an 11-6 game if it happens that way. Pitch, and that's foul by Radke. She hangs in there with a 1-2 count. Monday, WFHR, 3 o'clock, Playmakers, James. And then about 4:30, weather permitting, be bringing you another game. That'll be Port Edwards and Assumption at Witter Field. There's a soft little grounder by Radke. And she brings in a run, but either way, she's out. 1-3 on the underhanded flip with a glove from Tegan Massey-Planman. For one out, RBI counts. Holberg moves to third. So there's your fifth run for Rapids. One out with Annabelle Ross at the plate. Ross, she has one official at-bat today where she was in the third inning. 1-3 put out. She was hit by a pitch in the first, and then she earned a walk in the fifth. Pitch on the way. That count goes 1-1 as snap throw to third, trying to catch Holberg sleeping. Holberg's back in there. No harm, no foul, as we got 1-1 count to Ross. Pitch popped up on the infield. Catcher makes the catch. She tripped over the bat in the process. She's all right, though, thankfully. And there is your second out by Ross. And now it's the last out of the game, potentially. Layla Petro, as she tries to extend this game any way she can. Walk, single, hit by pitch, doesn't matter. As long as she doesn't get hurt, and you can extend the game, give her teammates another chance. First pitch in there, that's low ball. 1-0 count to the Rapids catcher. Petro, she's reached on a fielder's choice in the first inning, and then she flew out to second in the third and fifth inning, so she's 0-2 in the game. So a big swing and a miss, so Rapids down to their last strike of the game as counts 1-2 to Petro with two outs. Runner on third. Rapids really trying to hang in there. Pitch on the way. And that's a grounder to third. That'll be Lund over to first to Newbert. And there is your ball game. 11-5. Your final. Going to do a little bit of bookwork here and be back here with the unhappy totals for Wisconsin Rapids as we will conclude this broadcast here on 105.5 WIRI. It'd
be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Game started off with a lot of promise, but did not end that way for Wisconsin Rapids against Menasha today, as they were handed a 11-6 or 11-5 defeat at the Rapids Area Sports Complex by the Menasha Blue Jays. Menasha scored first in the top of the second inning with a lone run, but then Rapids, they were able to get things going in the bottom of the inning. Runs by Gabby Nilitz, Jazz Redcloud, and Rachel Insmeyer. But then after that, things went sideways in a hurry as Menasha was able to score 4 runs in the third, 5 in the fourth, and then another run in the sixth to really put the final nails in the coffin for the Red Raiders as both teams conclude the regular season with this game. Very unfortunate day for Rapids, but hey, get out of your system now. Make a long playoff run. Won't be anything wrong with that. Menasha, 11 runs on 10 hits, 2 errors. Rapids, 5 runs on 8 hits. That big number, 5 errors. So that will never bode well for a team when that happens. Rapids led in the game by Rachel Insmeyer, Gabby Nilitz, and Sydney Holberg, each with 2 hits apiece, whereas Linsmeyer also had 2 RBI. The loss of the game is going to Sophia Nelson. She worked 3 innings, 5 hits, 5 runs, 2 of which were earned, 1 strikeout, 1 walk. Bailey Williams threw 4 innings of relief, where she had 5 hits, 6 runs, 5 of those were earned, 1 strikeout, and no walks. On the other side of the field there, big game for the Blue Jays. That a very strong game, as looking at those statistics. Addie Lund, she goes 3-for-4 in the game, scores 2 runs, has 4 RBI. That's outstanding. Hannah Neubert, she had 2 hits, as well as Eve Rausch. Then got to factor in Gabriel Farr with 3 RBI on the game as well. Win, that'll go on over to Sam Shuey. She went 4 innings, 7 hits, 4 earned, Rico Wong, and then Tegan Massey-Pullman. She finished 1 hit, 1 run, Rico, and 2 walks. So that does it here for me at Rapid City Sports Complex. Again, bring you another game on Monday from Witter Field, Fort Edward, against Assumption. That game time is slated for approximately 4:30. Cancel that opportunity to start the postseason run. So, on behalf of myself, Mike Comer, Seth back the studio, all our sponsors, everybody, have a great and safe, happy weekend, and class. So again, have a great weekend, everybody.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by Greenaway RV, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so we can bring these games to our audience. Call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
Country Legends 24/7, 105.5 FM.
I left out in a cloud of taillights and dust. Swore I wasn't coming back, said I'd had enough. Saw you in the rearview standing, fading from my life. But I wasn't turning round. No, not this time. But don't think I don't think about it. Don't think I don't have.
don't get to me. Between the work and the hurt and the whiskey, don't think I don't want about. Could have been, should have been all worked out. I know what I felt and I know what I said, but don't think I don't think about it. When we make choices, we gotta live with them. Heard you found a real good man and you married him. I wonder if sometime I cross your mind. Where would we be today if I never drove that car away? Don't think I don't think about it. Don't think I don't have regrets. Don't think it don't get to me. Between the work and the hurt and the whiskey, don't think I don't wonder about. Could have been, should have been all worked out. Yeah, I know what I felt and I know what I said, but don't think I don't think about it. Don't think I don't think about it. Don't think I don't think. I don't think about it. No, no. Don't think I don't. Don't think I don't.
Central Wisconsin's only choice for real country music. Country Legends 24/7. 105.5 FM.
Some people don't know when to quit, and that's why they quit. Some need to hit the bottom to see they got a problem, they can't handle it. But that ain't why I started cleaning up my life. Wish it was, but ooh, that would be a lie. I've been sober, 'cause there ain't no hangover like you. Drunk me, can't get over you.
Ain't no hangover like you.
Can't get over, can't get over.
There ain't no hangover like you.
No, no, no. All those bottles sitting up on the shelf are just salt on the wound. One sip and I'm picking up the phone, trying not to go home without you. And that ain't nothing but a whole lot of pain. And that kind of
she's so low maintenance. Don't need no champagne, popping entertainment. Take her to Wendy's, can't keep her off me. She wanna dip me like them fries in a frosty. But every now and then when I get paid, I gotta spoil my baby with an upgrade. Hey, 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 hey. Yeah, we fancy like Applebee's on a date night. Got that Bourbon Street steak with the Oreo shake and some whipped cream on the top too. Two straws, one check, girl, I got you. Bougie like Natty in the styrofoam. Squeaking, squeaking in the truck bed all the way home. Some Alabama jammer, she my Dixieland delight. That's how we do, fancy like. My girl is happy, rolling on a Vespa. Don't need no mansion to get romancing. She's super fine, double wide, slow dancing. But every now and then when I get paid, I gotta spoil my baby with an upgrade. Hey, hey, hey. Yeah, we fancy like Applebee's on a date night. Got that Bourbon Street steak with the Oreo shake and some whipped cream on the top too. Two straws, one check, girl, I got you. Bougie like Natty in the styrofoam. Squeaking, squeaking in the truck bed all the way home. Some Alabama jammer, she my Dixieland delight. That's how we do. Fancy like my new clean blue jeans without the holes in them. Country kisses on my lips without the scald in them. Yeah, she probably gonna be keeping some Victoria's Secrets. Maybe a little Maybelline, but she don't need it. In the kitchen light radio slows down. Box wine and her updo goes down. Ay, yeah, we fancy like Applebee's on a date night. Got that Bourbon Street steak with the Oreo shake and some whipped cream on the top too. Two straws, one check, girl, I got you. Bougie like Natty in the styrofoam. Squeaking, squeaking in the truck bed all the way home. Some Alabama jammer, she my Dixieland delight. That's how we do, fancy like.
Your mom.